WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Ever feel like life's throwing curveballs faster than you can say, strike three? Like those self-doubt gremlins are whispering in your ear just when you think you've got this whole thing figured out? Welcome to Procrastination Killer, the daily dose of motivation you need to conquer your inner critic and get things done. I'm Asher Blake, your friendly neighborhood guide through the chaos. Today we're tackling a big one. Building resilience in the face of adversity and self-doubt. Because let's be real, life isn't always sunshine and rainbows. Sometimes it feels like a never-ending roller coaster of ups and downs. And when those doubts creep in, oh boy, can they throw a wrench into your plans. But guess what? You are stronger than you think. So, how do we build this mental fortress that can withstand any storm? Here's the deal. 5 key takeaways to help you level up your resilience game. Number 1. Recognize and acknowledge those pesky feelings of self-doubt. Don't try to sweep them under the rug because, let's face it, they'll just come back with a vengeance. Instead, treat them like annoying house guests, acknowledge their presence, but don't let them take over your entire living room. Number 2. Remember that failure is not the opposite of success. It's a stepping stone on the path to it. Think about those epic moments in history. Neil Armstrong taking that giant leap for mankind, or even J.K. Rowling getting rejected by countless publishers before Harry Potter became the phenomenon we know and love today. They stumbled, they fell, but they got back up and chased their dreams with renewed vigor. Thirdly, cultivate a growth mindset. This means believing that your abilities are not fixed but can be developed through effort and learning. Instead of saying, "I'm not good at this," try, "I'm not good at this yet." That little word, yet, makes all the difference. It opens up a world of possibilities and shows you're committed to growth. Fourthly, surround yourself with a supportive tribe. People who lift you up, celebrate your wins, and offer a shoulder to cry on during those tough times. Remember, you don't have to go through this roller coaster ride alone. And finally, number 5, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, especially when things get tough. Treat yourself with the same love and understanding you would offer a dear friend going through a similar experience. Remember, you are worthy of love, support, and success. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine a brilliant young musician who's been working tirelessly on their album for months. They've poured their heart and soul into every note, every lyric, every beat. But when it comes time to perform at their biggest gig yet, those self-doubt gremlins start whispering. What if I mess up? What if people hate it? Suddenly, the stage feels like a minefield of anxiety. But wait, this musician remembers all the lessons we've just talked about. They acknowledge those feelings of fear but refuse to let them control them. They visualize their success, reminding themselves of countless hours spent honing their craft. They draw strength from their supportive friends and family who believe in their talent. And most importantly, they extend that same compassion they would offer a friend to themselves, whispering words of encouragement and reminding themselves that it's okay to feel nervous, but they're more than capable of rocking this performance. So, what's the takeaway here? Building resilience is an ongoing journey, not a destination. There will be times when self-doubt tries to hijack your dreams, but with these tools in your arsenal, recognizing those feelings, embracing failure as a learning opportunity, cultivating a growth mindset, surrounding yourself with a supportive tribe, and practicing self-compassion, you can weather any storm. Remember, you are stronger than you think. And that's it for today's Procrastination Killer podcast. If this resonated with you, hit that subscribe button, share it with a friend who needs a little motivation, and join the conversation on social media. Let's build a community of resilient dreamers together. See you tomorrow.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.